Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I've been thinking. When life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade. Make life take the lemons back. Get mad. I don't want your damn lemons. What am I supposed to do with these? Demand to see life's manager. Make life rue the day it thought it could give Cave Johnson lemons. Do you know who I am? I'm the man who's going to burn your house down with the lemons. I'm going to get my engineers to invent a combustible lemon that burns your house down.
So I asked for angry music.
Is this not angry enough for you?
This is not angry enough for me.
Mm-mm. The title of it is Get Mad.
That's not angry. That's like a farce. That's a parody of an angry song. It's just, it's not angry. It's just kind of like, I don't know, funny, I guess.
It's angry.
It's not angry. It's totally not angry. Totally not. Now give me some, you know, hardcore Marilyn Manson before he pussed out. Now that's angry.
You mean never?
What?
As far as I'm concerned, he's always. Anyways. Continue. I don't want to start yelling at arguments.
Let me get on with the show. It is May 17, 2012, and I just realized I forgot my brother's birthday. Whoopsie. Oh, well.
That's no good.
That happened. Anyway, it's Thursday, which means that it's time for our normal rendition of Gamer Girls Radio. Yeah, I'm actually stalling for time because we're missing our most important person, the woman who runs the show, and she'll be here in a few minutes. So, moving on.
I'm here, and I'm not a woman.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm very sure. I know I'm the most important person in the show.
I think I may need proof of that.
Really?
No. I may need
you don't have fluffy cakes. You are.
I do not have fluffy cakes, but that does not make me any less important.
You're still important.
I'm extremely important.
Of course.
When it comes time to procreate, yes, you're important. We're going to move on, and I will introduce the main woman when she gets here. But we do have Miss Ginger Rocks here as well.
Yes, I am here. Very much here. All right.
All right. I don't know what that was about, but I want stories later.
Nope.
Damn it. And, of course, we do have Master Blaster here. I forgot his name for a minute. I have no idea why. I'm sorry. That was not on purpose, I swear.
Again, does not make me any less important than I am.
Maybe.
I would like to say that I am available, unlike Diablo 3 sometimes. So I'm always here, always available for you girls anytime, anywhere.
You mean whenever you can connect to the servers?
I'm sorry, error 37.
Oh.
No response.
45 seconds. Baby.
Try me again later.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I expected. I didn't expect the release to go very well for Diablo 3, and I was right.
No, of course not. Blizzard can't get anything right, so why would this go right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Or I would say they can't get anything right. What I would say is that Blizzard in general doesn't really innovate. They're not really known for innovation. I guess we can save this topic for when Corey gets here, but I just don't feel like they're a really big innovation company. And I'll tell you why a little bit later in the show.
Whenever Corey gets here, because you know he's going to have something to say.
I'm expecting something. So like the thing, I love the fact that Corey always has something to say, and it's always usually the opposite of what I just said, and I love that. That's why we get along so great.
Yeah, y'all do argue a lot. That's true.
It's a love-hate relationship.
It totally is, yeah.
You know what? I do not have laptop. I so had that open and I just closed it. I don't have Blog Talk open. I'm not in the chat room. I'm all like, what am I missing?
Yes. A lot.
That's why we do not distract Ginger before the show.
He said penis and that distracted me.
Penis! Penis. All right.
So, anybody got any topic, any news while we're waiting for Corey?
I have news. Molly Pop, I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at Molly Pop? What did Molly Pop do this time?
Because she sent me a link. okay, in Skype. And my computer was fine until I clicked on the link.
Uh-oh.
And now, my little anti-malware program, it keeps going off telling me that I got something trying to access my computer.
Wait, you're saying that Molly sent you an internet virus?
She sent me a dirty link, the dirty whore.
Now, see, that's why you always wear protection when you talk with Molly Pop.
I really should.
Yes.
Why don't so much
and yes, really, Molly, really, that's what happened.
Oh, my goodness. You know what you really should do? You should have yourself checked after clicking on any link that Molly Pop sends you.
I'm going to, you know what, I seriously am going to have to run the scan again and restart my computer after the show just to get rid of the Trojan that's apparently trying to attach to my computer.
Trojan man.
You know, Molly, maybe this is why your computer is having such issues.
You know what? That could probably be. No, actually, my computer was fine. I'm not even kidding. The anti-malware program I have was not going off until I clicked the link. And then once I clicked the link, it was like all hell broke loose on my computer.
You know, that's actually interesting.
Wow.
Molly just said in the chat, well, that means our site has a virus. You know, I actually found out something. It was a news article, and it was about actually the porn sites have a lot less viruses than religious sites do. I found that really ironic.
Really?
Yes, they do. And so, like, you're more likely to get a virus going to a religious site than you are to going to a porn site.
That's because people like to troll religious people.
Well, it's even more than that. So they went ahead and they did some research and they found out they theorized it's because the porn sites have some money invested in this and it's a business for them, right? And their website has to be free of those viruses, otherwise people are not going to want to go to those sites.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah, I can
that's
see that.
True. Yeah.
Whereas religious sites are kind of just the churches put up a religious site and they don't really care about it. It's just to kind of give information about when their services are, yada yada yada, right? So yeah, so there you go. Well, I don't know if we should keep waiting or if we should just dive right in.
We have someone coming in.
Yay, is she here?
Oh, she is. I just got the notification.
Yay!
Hello, Corey.
Yay!
Let me get up to speed. Penis, bitch, and I'm going to cut you, and I'm up to speed. There we go.
All right, you're
there
good. You're good.
I don't think we've done any cutting yet.
We have not. Excuse me, that's my Cave Johnson cough.
I'm sorry, I was busy flirting. ran a little
girl,
over.
Oh, my God.
And even with the one you think, word.
And I just want to say on air to clarify, everybody listening, no, I do not think that Molly Pop did this on purpose. No, she will not have to pay for anything. My computer is fine because I had the
program
going.
What did Molly Pop do?
She gave me a dirty link.
Molly, is she in the chat room?
Yes.
She is.
Molly,
you
and it's
bet.
Open. To not log in as the host. I'm the host. Kicked me out last time.
I love you. I do.
Yeah.
And you know what? But you know what? This is also partially Snow's fault because Snow was surfing without protection.
I was.
Always,
actually, no, I had
always,
protection. That's
always.
That's how come I don't have any other problems with my computer because my protection told me.
Okay. All right.
Get dirty link.
Okay.
Your protection told you, Molly, you dirty
girl. I do like me some dirty girls, but please don't mess up my computer.
Right.
You dirty, nasty, nasty little girl.
See, Corey, we were waiting for you for so long. We thought you were suffering the same problems that Diablo 3's been suffering from. We thought that you were having an error 37.
I was not suffering.
Oh, my goodness.
Not yet, at least, sounds like. Not who you think.
No, it is who we think. We know you, Corey. That's
no,
who we
is.
Think.
I know who it is.
No, you don't either.
Someone new? Damn, girl, you get around.
Wait.
My crown that
says it's not who we were talking about earlier?
No, do you not see my crown that says hi, Pimstress? Okay, anyway.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. See, I need to take lessons from Corey.
Yes, Corey, you do get around, we've heard.
You know you get in phase.
Did you just call her a bicycle?
Leave
you did. Except I don't get a ride. That's the only problem.
Don't worry, I believe you need to stab him right between the ribs.
You know what? That's a good place. You're starting to understand.
But you got to level up to get that skill, to unlock the skill, stab through the ribs. All you got is basic cutting.
I didn't say stab through. I said between.
Between.
That's
yeah,
right.
Saying well, between the fork, I'm going to go between the bone and right up into the just.
You don't get that at least level 15. You're level 5 right now.
No, I was born level 85. What?
I like how you just pulled out. I like how you just pulled out the level cap and WoW out of your head for the current expansion. That's
why not? Why not they do it?
that's pretty amazing, actually. 85 is the current level cap for World of Warcraft. So,
like I said, high pimpstress in all areas.
Don't even go there, girl. You ain't a high pimpstress. You just a hoe. Go ahead.
Did she call me a hoe? I think she did.
Wait a minute. Let me stand up.
for those of you listening to the show, this is not Gamer Girls Radio. This is Gamer Hoes Radio. You need to like change the dial.
Girl, you have logged me out of chat.
You know what? I didn't. But now that you got logged out of chat, now you know who not to be calling hoe.
Ho.
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 Take one to no one.
Ho. Damn right. Ho.
I love you all. I love you all so hard.
Oh, I got to sit down. I'm old and stuff. I'm tired. Okay, what were y'all talking about before I derail?
Oh, you know what? You know what? You know what, Blaster? You know what? You kiss my white ass. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about, damn it.
That's a whole lot of kissing. Just saying. That's a whole lot
of kissing. This is not a hoedown. This is a game
show. I got a round ass. I know.
Anyways, we're talking about Diablo 3. We're talking about Diablo 3 before you came on the show, Corey.
Really? What about the horrific Diablo 3 were you all discussing?
What were you talking about? Well, I was talking about the I've been feeling the pain that other gamers are feeling right now. I've been trying. I got up this morning early. Actually, sorry, I take it back. It was last night before I went to bed last night. And I wanted to play some Diablo 3. And I could not because the servers were down for maintenance. Then I got up this morning and I was playing with my friend before I went to work. And I got a warning that said the service will be shutting down in 15 minutes for maintenance. And then it kept counting down 14 minutes for maintenance, 13. And then basically they were like, save, you know, get to a save point and exit your game. You're going to lose it if you don't.
See, that's
this is during a single player?
No, this is multiplayer. But here's the problem is that it doesn't matter if it's single player or multiplayer because to be able to play the game, you have to use the always-on DRM.
Yeah, persistent
connection. You have to persistent connection. So if you drop connection for any reason, you have to stop playing the game. And that, to me, is just ridiculous. Always-on DRM is not a solution to the pirating problem. I'm sorry, Blizzard.
We said that this morning.
Yeah.
Remember, and Snow's the only other simmer here. You remember when EA tried to do that shit?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy.
I don't see what they're trying to accomplish because here's the thing I'm trying to say is that, correct me if I'm wrong, most console games don't have any kind of DRM like that, right? You don't have to play online to play the game. You can play offline.
Well, if you remember correctly, way back when the first Xbox Burnout was like that, and then EA tried it with Burnout. It didn't work well because, damn, it was all kinds of fucked up crazy stuff going on with Burnout when they tried to do it. So when they got to So I don't think I've seen it on a console since then, but yeah, they do it a lot with PC because they think that is a deterrent, and we all know that doesn't work.
No, it does not work. It just makes them come up with more creative ways of stealing your. And then once they figure it out, Blizzard, they're going to share it with the entire world.
They already know how
exactly. And in the meantime, they're pissing off everybody else who wants to play their game.
Well, they already have, but I'm going to tell you why, because if they figured it out with The Sims, and not that I'm telling anybody how to do this, but Blizzard, hope you're listening. Somebody over there is listening. The real easy way to do it, and I'm not saying I've done it, I know people who have, is to just block the game from even going online in the first place, and you can still play it.
Really?
It's really that simple. I'm not saying you can do it yourself. There's some little things I'm not going to share that are not legal. But yes, that's pretty much how they do it. It's the same thing happened when EA released Spore. They were trying to do the same thing when they released The Sims. And if you are us, because we dig for shit like this every now and again, you find people have created things that block the game from once you download it and install it, it actually installs it and sees it like it's a single player in its own little box and it doesn't interact with their servers at all. That's why they're not going to ever stop piracy. There's always some kid out there sitting in his room and he's eating his Twinkies and he's like 8 years old. He's like, you know what? Mommy, after I do my homework, can I block EA from getting into my computer? Yes, honey. Okay. And then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
He's 8.
That's hilarious.
I'm just saying, he's 8. Snow, will you get your hands above your waist sleeves? Damn.
I'm trying to find the name of that damn Trojan from Molly Pop.
Trojan
Man. That's what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything fun. I'm trying to look up the name of a damn virus.
Oh, my God. Is
You know, you want my help after? I got a few minutes.
Me? Girl, please. You know I could do my own damn tech support.
That ain't the point, because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You are a whole
I used to do this shit for a living, for real. I used to walk through their registry and tell them how to clean it out that way.
I'm not permitted to do that.
No, that's because I was like a third level, third tier, whatever the fuck it's called, technician.
I'm not permitted to do that, because my company would be like, oh, we didn't give you that. You on your own, bitch. There. Hang up the line. Okay. I want to know why Tweetcaster is failing. I mean, Tweetcaster, do we need to call you out?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to make me do it. Tweetcaster.
I am.
Tweetcaster for my lovely Droid phone has been acting up. They were trying to update for the past, I don't know, 3 weeks. Every time I turn on my computer, they're updating stuff. And they keep telling me I have all these new features that I cannot access. So sometimes y'all get crazy tweets, like I was complaining about a drunk driver on Friday, and it came out drunk, and that's all it said. And some people thought I was saying I was drunk.
Oh, that's nice.
Say it again.
That's
what?
Nice.
Oh, you saw that drunk tweet and you thought I was saying I was drunk? Yeah.
Say it again.
It's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Like it'll post half of a tweet, you know, and then it'll say, force close. It's like and then when you look at it, I was posting about a drunk driver. I was at a McDonald's last Friday and the guy in the line was drunk and passed out in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Then when he came to, he ordered, he went to the window and he passed out again. And the girl's tapping on his window. Sir.
Wow, that's nice. That's real nice.
So I called the police on him, and I was trying to alert my people that are out on the Houston streets at night that there was a drunk driver. And Tweetcaster was like, oh, no, we're just going to tweet one word, drunk, and we're going to force close now. Thank you.
That's nice. You got to like that.
Sucky Tweetcaster, you're coming off my phone.
Yep. So I'm looking at Metacritic right now for Diablo 3. You know that seven critics.
Four. Crash.
Seven critics gave it an 86 out of 100. This is the professional critics. User score with over 2,790 ratings,
3.8. Ow.
Ooh. So people are doing it because of the online.
We were talking about this.
That's part of the game, though.
Well, here's the issue with that, Snow. Let's put it in context to say if it was us. Now, let's say this Metacritic did podcast. And let's say BT was acting a fucking fool. We have no control over this, right? We can still do our show. Maybe it'll record, but it won't play live. Is it fair for us to be judged on something we have no control over?
How can they have no control of the fact that their servers cannot handle the people that are trying to log on?
I'm getting to my next point.
That's not apples to apples. You're saying
exactly. I'm not done. I said I'm not done, you two. I'm not finished. The thing that we were saying this morning, how I'm going to make it apples to apples, is you can still listen to Gamer Girls Radio. You maybe can't listen to it live. Same thing here. There is a problem with the server, but there is absolutely nothing wrong with the game itself, which means you should not be able to score this based on the game.
You can play the game without connecting to the server,
I agree. But we said this morning, Metacritic is fucked up because they only have one category. If you don't like the technical side where it's fucking up, you can't get online, you should be able to distinguish between, okay, I've played the game for a little while, it's actually good, but this technical shit is what's fucking it up. And Metacritic has not evolved with the times and saying, okay, let's bring in a technical aspect. Maybe your particular video card doesn't work with this game and you want to complain about that. There should be a technical board. You've got an NVIDIA, you know, fluffy cake, whatever, and it doesn't work with this game and it was supposed to. Yes, then you should be able to complain about that specifically on this game, not the whole game sucks as a result. Because I'm pretty sure, did you get to play any at all, Blaster?
I have played a little bit of it, and I will also have some other criticisms for the gameplay itself.
But you say it was horrible, you're going to give it a 3?
I would say that because of the fact – so here's the deal, right? So because here's where your analogy falls apart, because if we had designed Blog Talk Radio and we had said we're designing Blog Talk Radio so that we can deliver this show to you, because we're not only selling a game, but we're selling a service as well, right? We're selling an actual delivery mechanism. then the piece as a whole is Diablo III. That is the whole piece. The whole piece is the show. If the sole purpose of the delivery mechanism is to deliver the show, then that becomes part of the show. That is the infrastructure of it. So I have criticisms for how they executed the infrastructure of it. Not only that, but I have problems with the gameplay itself. And that combined together gives me a bad score for the game.
But wouldn't you agree that it should probably be separate? Because what if you did play the game and you loved it, but you were pissed off because you just couldn't get in?
That's like saying, I love the content of the game, but the voice acting was horrible and the graphics were terrible. That still gives you an overall score that is lower because of that.
Yeah, but you just hit the nail on the head. There is no overall score. It's just one. They don't have everything split up
right, where
you say,
that
you know what, this
score.
Game is, the game is beautiful. You know, maybe the game is beautiful. The artwork is beautiful. But voice acting
right.
was sucky. The score
so
is
I
good.
See what Corey is for. Are you saying so they should, like, split it apart, you know?
Yes,
but
yes.
You're rating it, you rate the graphics. You rate the gameplay. You rate the story.
Yes,
line.
Yes, because not always.
You rate the
always.
Service itself, each one.
Exactly, because not always is the entire game in its entirety horrible. It's one thing usually that sets people off, but unfortunately they don't have the ability to say, this is specifically what I don't like. And when you go to Metacritic, you could be missing out on a good game that may have been patched since they fixed this problem. Because you also can't go through and change your score once you put it up. You can't say, okay, they fixed this problem, and now I play it and I actually like it. You can't do that. It's up, and they've, you know, sorry, what were we saying?
Let me give you some of the low. Here we go. I'm on Metacritic. Let me read some of the low scores. I just clicked on them. I'm going to just read them a couple of these, okay? Just the highlights of these, okay? These are just the top first couple sentences of each score. This person gave them a 3. A huge disappointment. An unworthy sequel. Character customization was so confusing, so they removed it. No more skill points to distribute. No more attribution points to distribute. Skills unlock automatically as you level up. And then the next, legalized goal selling, pay-to-win auction houses, scripted scenes everywhere, bland. That was what one person said. Next person gave it a 0. If you're casual, then don't read. But if you're die-hard, Diablo 2 ride or die crib, read this. No character customization, no more attribute points. Same thing. This is all about, none of this is about the actual problems Blizzard had with the always-on DRM. In fact, I had to scroll down to about the fifth one before somebody gave it a 0 for always-on DRM. So there is these ratings are not just about the problems with the server and the problems connecting and playing the game. A lot of it is about the gameplay. And that is some of the stuff that I've had problems with the game, too. It is extremely cookie-cutter. It is Diablo 2 with better graphics and less customization and less gameplay, basically.
I'm not defending it. I left Diablo a long time ago. But I still want my beef is with Metacritic. I didn't go over and look. I left Diablo a long time ago. But I don't like that they do that because, what was it, L.A. Noire at one point was getting low scores, and we all know that game was supposed to be awesome. Everybody I said the play said was awesome. It suffered from some issues here and there. But some people get mad, and they can't go and complain about one specific thing. I'm saying Metacritic, step the fuck up and do something different. It's ridiculous that this is the way. See, even Jay is agreeing with me.
Yeah, that would be the only redeeming point for some of the games we get sent to us, I swear. Your customer service was great. We loved y'all. Y'all were really sweet. Your game sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that if I'm reading Metacritic and a lot of these zeros and stuff that people are giving it, it's user reviews. You're going to get stuff like that. You have to start policing the user reviews, and then it no longer Metacritic holds any kind of weight. Because all
I've already done that before for several games. People were throwing a fit about that earlier.
They don't hold any weight already because what you just said, it is a user review, and if you decide you don't like it, let's say we made a game, and then let's say Mollipop made a game, and somebody was mad at Mollipop them that week. Both of our games are good, but they're mad at her. They can go through Metacritic over and over and rate their game as low as possible as many times as they want. It doesn't make it true.
Right.
On that same wavelength there, you've got the people who pay for the reviews. They could also pay people to go through and put in bad reviews.
Right, and they also pay, and a lot of times they can pay people to go in and put good reviews in. What I'm trying to say is that what you do is you look at the actual individual points that people are making. You don't just go look at the total score. Now, and a person who is intelligent about how to use Metacritic, just like a person who is intelligent about how to use Wikipedia is going to go.
That's where you're going to run into issues. You're saying intelligent. I love you.
You're assuming everybody's dumb.
There's a lot of dumb people out there in the world.
Sure.
A lot of dumb people.
But, you know, there's people out there that say, okay, don't use WikiLeaks because you can't be trusted. Okay, the content on the wiki page may not be trustworthy because it's somebody's opinion, but there are always links to the actual the facts of where they got this information from. And so if you're in school and you're going to, you know, teachers always say, don't use wiki. I always use wiki, but you know what? I didn't just take the wiki page. I actually went to the links for the actual the actual references to what they were saying in the wiki page, and that's how I did it. And that's what I'm saying. You have to use Metacritic smartly, the same way you use it. You go in and read the actual review.
Lester, you are preaching to a wall. You are one out of 50 million that don't do that. You've been on the internet. You've been on the receiving end of people saying shit to you that they have no idea what they're talking about. You've been at parties. You've seen people post stuff on your reviews. You know this. It is not a matter of whether or not you are intelligent. It's whether or not they are. So when they go to Metacritic. And they're looking at the reviews. They're not looking to see, well, I want to see who has an intelligent debate, not the general person you run across, not the 16-year-old boy. I want to see if it's good. And, hey, dude, Kevin, did you see what so-and-so posted on the forum of America? He posted the so-and-so's douchebag. That's what you have. Picking
that was horrible, horrible, horrible voice you just made.
And
that
I
was awesome.
And I wish I was playing. You all know I'm not playing.
I know you're not. It was really bad. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. So then a game reviewer gets a perfect situation to review Diablo. They get the game ahead of time. They get a server that is not under the stress and load of a launch day server, and they don't have these problems with it. So they rate the game a certain way, right? And then you have consumers that paid a lot of good money. They paid to have the game early because they paid full price for it, right? And then they get the game and they can't even play it. So do you feel like they should not have some sort of voice and should not be able to say that because of that, that should affect the score of the game because they didn't think this through?
You are not listening to me. I didn't say they shouldn't have a voice. I said Metacritic needs to fix their shit. You're not giving them the proper voice. If I'm going to go complain about something, I want to be specific. If I go to McDonald's and the only thing that's fucked up in my order is the fries, I'm going to complain about the fries. I'm not going to throw the whole damn sandwich back. I just say, fix my damn fries. And they're
especially not if I'm hungry.
Yeah, they're not giving them the ability to say, you know what, I am, you know, colorblind, and this particular thing that you have here is bothering me, and I check it, and it might be 50, 60,000 other people that have the same issue, and maybe the developers can then be specific. You know, what is it exactly that we need to fix? You can't fix it when you got 15 pages of this game sucks, this game sucks, this game sucks. How come I can't play?
That's not what I'm reading. But
I'm not saying that's what you're reading, but that's what tends to happen on Metacritic. And there's no way to be specific about what your issue is. So if you let's say, bless you, you didn't have supercomputer and you wanted to know if there was an issue with your particular video card, processor, and everything running on Diablo, was anybody crashing, you can't go there and specifically go look for exactly what you want to see because Metacritic is like, just throw a review up. Just do one. It's user reviews. It's not really because they're not being specific. As a reviewer, we do this. You know, we break everything down. How good is the graphics? How good is the sound? How good is the gameplay? So why does Metacritic, having user reviews, don't have the same thing in place?
Not all professional reviews do that either.
No. But you get what I'm saying. Why is it not there?
Because then you have to say everybody has to conform to a template, and they have to put in each one of these steps. And all that kind of
okay.
Stuff.
Hang on. I just want to jump in and say the average person playing a game isn't going to think about it like that. And I'm not talking about, you know, a game reviewer or you know, Metacritic breaking anything down. I'm talking about the normal person who's playing this game, who tries to log on, and they can't fucking log on. And even if that's their only complaint, even if that's the only thing that they're complaining about, it's going to piss them off enough to where they don't want to play the game. So to them, yes, this game sucks.
True.
You know, I mean, that's how that works. It's not a matter of, you know, they're just being petty because they can't log on and it's totally out of this company's control. From the normal average user's perspective, if they cannot log on to a game that they just bought that's supposed to be this big, badass, wonderful, all this hype around it, and all of a sudden they can't log into the server, and they can't even play a single-player game because they have to be logged in to do it, yes, they're going to say, this game sucks. I've wasted my money. I can't play this game that I just fucking bought because of this shit. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with them breaking things down or being petty or whatnot, because I'm going to tell you, if I try to log in and I can't log into a game I just bought that I've been wanting to play for ages and ages and ages, I'm going to be mad, too. And my first thought is, this game fucking sucks.
Yeah, I get you. I'm not even going in that realm. I'm looking at Metacritic, and I've been having a problem with them. I don't like that they do things, period.
Right. And the only thing I'd say is this, and this is the only thing I'd say about the rest, and I'm done after this, but I just want to say that I think that Metacritic, this is really the value that Metacritic has, because the game companies actually care about their Metacritic score. I don't know why they do, but they care about it. Like, it's a very important thing to the game companies, right? And the end user who has a problem with DRM, always on DRM, and it's affecting what you're trying to do with your game, it gives you a chance as a group to come together and send them a message that, hey, this is not acceptable. This, if you have a problem with piracy, don't do this and don't screw us all up on game day. Because here we are on game day, we can't play the game we just paid $60 for, and you know, and you're happy because you got your money and nobody's hacking your game and all that stuff, but we're not happy as the consumer. We're going to send you a message. You shouldn't do this. Find a different solution. Do something different. It's going to affect how we perceive your game, and therefore you're going to get a bad score because of it.
The only problem with that is after the whole L.A. Noire fiasco that I just mentioned, Metacritic lost a lot of the power to be able to affect critics. They don't give a fuck what you post up there. That's why I'm looking at Metacritic saying you are now becoming a dinosaur in your own realm. If you don't change how you are allowing your people to put up reviews, you're going to die. After the L.A. Noire thing, I wish I could remember. We do so much news during the day. But whatever happened, they lost a great deal of their power. Developers start saying, you know what, fuck it. We don't even care what you say. We don't even want to talk to you, deal with you anymore, Metacritic. Because they are not policing their reviews. They are not actually giving a proper voice. Nobody can complain about anything specifically, which I think would help. It helps the developers to know exactly why is exactly that you say the game sucks. We all know what's going on with Diablo. But I'm saying some other game. Some other game they could see and say, you know, maybe something's going on that's setting you off that you all don't like. We need to know this. But there's no place for anybody to do that other than here. And speaking of which, Snow, did you notice that we had a caller?
No. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
Are you scared?
I am actually scared, yes. All right. I'm going to, okay. Okay, no, you have to bring them on.
Oh, Lord. Is she? Let me try.
Okay.
You're live on Gamer Girls Radio, area code 912. Are you there?
Yes, ladies. This is Pimp Method.
How you doing, Pimp? Good to hear from you.
Just fine, ladies. I would like to actually have like a little comment about y'all keep on mentioning about like the people going to like Metacritic. Why is Metacritic so popular? I just really don't understand it, especially for like game reviews. Why don't just like general public ever just like read like of a certain gaming magazines for like certain reviews, or better yet, go to like actual independent websites.
The website would be best. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't look in a magazine. The publications are going to be so old by the time you actually get a hold of them. The game's going to be out. Why rely on paper?
I still read magazines, and I also know several people who still read like magazines.
Well, you're kind of old school. I still read a magazine every now and again, but if I want something quick, I'm gonna.
Wow, I won't even go there with that one.
Stop sending me dirty pictures. Stop sending me dirty pictures. I'm most likely gonna want to go look at a website so I can get the most up to date news. I mean, think about something. A lot of magazines did get a hold of Diablo months ago, but they didn't have this version that everybody else is playing. And had they had it, they would have told everybody, by the way, the DRM is going to fuck shit up. It's not going to work. So that's how that goes.
Well, I will say this, that, and speaking about why Metacritic's so popular, it's funny because I look on Steam, and they actually have a direct link after every game to Metacritic.com for the Metacritic score, which is kind of crazy that they actually point you to Metacritic. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I guess it's popular because a lot of – it was popular at some time, because, and I don't know why, like you said. I really don't understand, but, you know.
All right, Pimp, did you have something else you want to throw out there while we have you on the line?
No, that will be all, ladies. I'll have a good show.
All right. See you later. Glad you called
in.
Pimp. Talk to you in a while.
Bye.
Oops, I accidentally... Child, look at BT. BT was like, I'm done. I'm mute. Oh God. Okay, so we need to get off this topic. This is, we always end up getting stuck on topic. Okay. Did you guys talk about the new company that me and Ginger found this morning? That's gonna.
No, actually, we were trying to wait on you.
Oh, you were waiting on me?
Oh,
yeah,
because we love you.
We need you.
You're a bunch of lying whores.
As Kano said, you're the most important person on the show.
I did actually say that. Yes, I did.
I'm going to go back and listen.
She was actually talking about me.
You're going to make me some cookies. You're going to make me some cookies. Okay, well, I have to mention.
Bake them cookies, Lucille.
What?
That was some crazy cookie
Tourette. Oh, my God, she distorted.
It was from the movie Meet the Robinsons. Oh, my God.
I have never seen Meet the Robinsons, but the fact that you yelled that out all random was so me. You've been around for too long. I just yell out some crazy shit out of the blue. You know how I am.
I know. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It keeps people on their toes. But not everybody gets it. Okay, so I was about to call this company EKG, but that's not their name, and I can't remember the name of them. Does anybody who listens to this morning can remind me of the name of this company? In any case, remember how we've been griping on the show about the whole war between publishers and GameStop and gamers and used games and what we thought should be done? Does anybody remember this argument? We've had this many, many times.
Yes, I remember.
Well, a company has actually stepped up to do so. They are going to buy used games from gamers, and they resell them, and they give the publishers 10% of the money. They are not a brick-and-mortar store. They are strictly virtual. And the word on the streets is that GameStop better watch their backs.
GameStop had better watch their back. I mean, this is what we've been begging for. This is what the developers have been begging for.
I noticed Blaster's quiet. Which, how do you think that's going to affect Steam now that you can go and buy stuff for discounted?
No, I don't think it's going to affect Steam at all. I mean, in fact, Steam welcomes the competition. They said that many, many times. They're like, because they asked him, especially when EA service came out, Origin. They actually asked Gabe Newell how he felt about Origin, and he said, you know what, I actually welcome all the competition. In fact, he said, I'm very interested. He said, I'm going to go download Origin on day one, and I'm very interested in how they do things. Because what Steam does is they look at how other people do things, and Steam likes to either adopt things that make sense or even improve them if they can.
You know what? Let me just tell you how Blaster was not even listening to a word I said, but see how he just came back? He had a whole different argument. It had nothing to do with what I said, but it was good.
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah. That happens a lot, actually.
I was actually reading an article, but that's my...
I picked a word that he knew something about, so he just started talking.
That's right. Exactly. All right, what was the real question? Give me the real question. Stop me reading an article. Give me the real question.
I'm not repeating. I'm moving on to the next story. Anybody else
moving
have a comment?
Moving on up. Okay, go ahead.
What? Oh, my God.
You said how is it going to affect Steam. I don't think anything is going to affect Steam.
I'm just random today. Sorry.
The insanity. The insanity. The madness.
That's random.
Jay said all he heard, he's playing Assassin's Creed and he heard someone snort. Did you duck? Did you cut somebody? And Joe says it startled him so bad that he died in Castlevania.
Whoops. I'm sorry.
She's so cute when she snorts, though.
That's my fault, guys. I got tickled and snorted. Sorry. Not tickled for real, you know.
Is that what the kids call it nowadays?
That's what, that's what the kids call it, you know.
Now, how is everybody feeling about this whole Facebook thing and them going public with their
IPO? The IPO tomorrow? Yeah. $38 is a little bit overpriced.
I'm still pissed off that, you know, they were backing SOPA and PIPA and all that other fun stuff, so. Even if I were interested in buying into this, which I'm not, I wouldn't because they fucking suck, so.
I am shocked because let me just break it down. I was having this discussion a couple hours ago with a couple of guys, and they actually persuaded me to understand what they were saying. That let's break it down. What is Facebook really? People think about what it is.
Advertisements.
Basically,
it's a web page.
With advertisements.
Yes, a web page with advertisements. And it's got some games, and it.
Oh, and metrics. Metrics, don't forget.
Yeah, and metrics, which is pretty much on any site. They just have better metrics than most websites. That's about it. It's not a search engine. It's not a place where people can go to blog. You really can't do shit on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Why exactly are we all crazy over Facebook?
You know what it is? I think it is because it filled the void that MySpace. So MySpace promised us the world, and we were all entertained, and we were all ready for MySpace to deliver the world, and then it didn't deliver the world, and Facebook was just there. Facebook's like the plan B. Facebook's the backup girlfriend.
Tweets must go up. Tweets.
That was awesome. Girlfriend. Actually.
Backup girlfriend.
Quotable.
I'm telling you.
I've been playing over on Google Plus. I like it. It's not bad. It's just barren. It's very, very empty at the moment. I don't know. I still want, like, Google Plus meets MySpace. I want to be able to design my own page and have it be all nice and pretty and full of whatever I put up.
And not full of viruses, like MySpace.
No, not Molly Pop's page.
Full of Molly Pop's face and full of virus.
All right,
no,
which
one of us just... What happened?
What? Oh, I was looking at Blog Talk. We lost one of our gamer girls in the Blog Talk chat.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
Oh no!
I'm still in it.
I'm in the small chat. So every time I switch,
I'm in the small chat.
You're trying to cause fucking problems. That's what's going on.
It's not
the
chat. It's
girl
the
fight,
how you.
Girl fight. Jello, get the Jello.
You know what? Fine. I'm going in as moderator. I was in a small chat trying to be nice.
I was going to say one other thing that I read an article that said that only 40% of Facebook users actually click on any of the advertisements.
That is a lot of people, though. A mistake.
Yeah. That's a lot of people, though, still. 40% is a lot of people. But I think $38, because they were speculating between $34 and $38. They've announced they're going to go a lot public with $38. I think that's high. And I think what's going to end up happening is you're going to have an initial small little bump, and then that stock's going to drop back down around 34. So here's what my suggestion to you. If you buy in as soon as the stock goes live, sell it immediately, because otherwise you're going to be taking a loss, a long-term loss.
Yes. Yes. That's I'm right. not going to buy any at all. I was thinking about it, and then I had to ask myself, why exactly? There is nothing there. I don't see any merit in Facebook. It really is just a page. I mean, I have the Starbucks. People can always drink coffee. Microsoft, people can always need Windows. There's Xboxes. There's stuff that goes into computers. You know, PlayStation, same thing. Sony's going to be around for some time. Nintendo, same thing. These people are not going anywhere. They may not do well one quarter to the next, but they're not going anywhere.
Right.
I looked at Facebook and I said, you have nothing tangible.
Well, you know, we said this
tangible.
About Zynga. And Zynga, the first couple of days, was it Zynga? No, not
Zynga.
Zynga.
Well, you know, Zynga got smart.
It was really, really bad. But now they pick back up.
You know why?
Why?
They got the hell off Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like they were listening to us. It was a week where me and Ginger were on a tirade. Zynga, you better run. You better get away from Facebook. If Facebook dies, you're going with them. And it's like they hurt us. It's like the week, next week after their IPO went live, they announced their site. They got the hell off of Facebook. They still have their stuff there, but they have their own little gaming portal. Which
that's
makes
good, though, because, I mean, if they're on Facebook, that means people are still going to play the games. But when Facebook goes belly up, they're going to be like, well, how am I going to play my game? And
then,
there's a site right here.
Look, how am I play my Farmville? Oh,
exactly.
We migrated all your shit over here. It's bad but unfortunately a lot of developers are stuck on Facebook. They can't go anywhere. EA started pulling their shit off of Facebook. They're listening, or they're starting to get smart, because you don't know. It could go the way of MySpace anytime now. And Google Plus, even though people are bitching, Google has been around long before Facebook thought about stepping into the game. They're a search engine. So even if they decide to get rid of Google Plus tomorrow, they still got a search engine. What does Facebook actually have?
Nothing.
Well, look at Twitter. Look at Twitter. Twitter is not, I don't think, as popular as, I think Twitter is starting to kind of sunset a little bit. And I think that's because there's nothing to do on Twitter except for talk to people. And eventually that gets kind of boring. I'm just saying.
It gets irritating is what it gets.
Right.
Well, they got competition. Remember, what was the one we found a couple of weeks ago? Who is it or something like that?
Yeah.
Who is it? And a lot of celebrities are starting to migrate there because they already have the what was it, the thing that Twitter didn't do? People could create accounts and be you before they came up with the verified account thing. And this whatever this company is already has that in place, so a lot of celebrities are there. It also has its own, not just where you talk to people, but it does the pictures, video, without going off of their site. You know how you do Twitter and it takes you off of Twitter over to YouTube or over to someplace? All their shit is in one place.
Right,
you tweet and it goes out to all your friends. Your pictures go out to all your friends. This, you know, so
right. That's what Facebook is going to have to bring in some of those innovations. If they don't, they will go the way of MySpace. That's what happened to MySpace. MySpace was like They had all, you know, it was big, it was hot, and then it just kind of, it petered off. And there was a lot of people that didn't get involved in MySpace because people started doing custom templates, and it just got too complicated for a lot of people. And so they just moved over to this.
See, I love that.
Interface.
I love the custom templates.
I do too, but not everybody
does. I'm learning the code doing that.
Right. But not everybody does. Not everybody likes that, right?
I did, but I didn't like the complication of trying to get your custom template onto your MySpace. I think I spent like 4 days trying to figure out how do I move this R.
Really?
It was an R.
It was an R.
No,
the pirate page. Yarr.
They were like translators or something. You could like plug it in. It would tell you how to put it into MySpace. So
see, that's too much work. That is too much work.
It's not hard. I liked it, man. I was always changing mine. Oh, I loved it.
I you know what else I didn't like? People with the little sparkly shit on. I hated. Oh, you people who had that sparkling shit on your MySpace, I could not stand you.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh man, I'm trying to remember my friend back before MySpace. Oh, good God, what something? There was another one out there before MySpace that everybody was on, and I can't remember what it was now. Something World? I don't remember. Oh well, anyway. I'll remember it later, but a friend of mine had another page. You were talking about the sparklies, and it was a guy, and he had sparklies everywhere. You, like, moved the mouse, and...
Oh, mm-mm.
Sorry, that was me.
I was like, dude, you have a penis. What the hell?
It's not to do with the penis. It just looks tacky.
Yeah, that too.
One thing I was going to say, last thing about this whole thing, too, is that I was reading an article about a guy that said, basically, when the IPO goes live, he was thinking about investing his daughter's college fund into the IPO. And he goes, oh, if it goes the way of Google or the way of, I forget the other one, or what was the one he said? I forget the other one. But he's like, if it goes the way of Google and Apple, that's right. He's like, then we'll be sitting pretty. I'm like, dude, you do not understand how the stock market works. The reason those people that got millions and millions of dollars from Google and Apple was before the stock went public.
Public.
And they got it because they're employees of the company who got extended stock options. Like when my company got sold, for instance, when I first started there, I got like 2,000 stock options, right? And those stock options were absolutely worthless unless the company got sold. The company ended up getting sold, and they said, okay, we'll buy out all your stock options, and we'll give you, like, I forget how much they gave us for it, but it ended up being like $5,000. I got $5,000 for $2,000 worth of stock options that I got for free, just for joy. That's how those people got rich at Google and all the other places like that. It's because when they finally went public, they were big enough that their stock options that they've been just for companies just giving out like candy were actually worth something. So he did not understand how things work like that. That IPO is not going to be worth more. I'm gonna predict tomorrow, end of close of business, it's going to be around low 30s to high 20s to low 30s.
Oh, we got some late breaking news.
Late breaking news.
It's late, and we're going to break it right here on the show.
Okay.
Apparently, the Pirate Bay is under attack from an anonymous hacker named, well, he's not really anonymous since he says his name, Nyre. NYRE.
Really?
Yes. He's launched a massive DDoS attack at the Pirate Bay. Somebody go see if it's down. I'm scared.
I'm not.
Go see the Pirate Bay. Go check.
PirateBay.com, right?
Ooh. Well, the Pirate Bay says it was a press release website for Anonymous. Then he said he had an idea. Why not take it down? Why not make it impossible for Anonymous? He said in a post on Pastebin titled The Reason. He was, of course, slightly off base with his assessment. The Pirate Bay and Anonymous aren't exactly allies, having disagreed on a variety of fronts. He initially said his intentions was to keep the site down for a week, but the hacker didn't quite meet his ambitions. So the recap. The Pirate Bay wasn't taken down by Anonymous. It was, however, taken down by a rogue former agent of Anonymous who now hates Anonymous and Pirate Bay.
Whoa.
Oh,
see, didn't we say this was going to happen?
We said
Anonymous, hey, unless you can find a way to police your fucking little asshats, this is going to happen and this is going to keep happening.
Yep.
This is how LulzSec happened. This is how all that whole other little crap happened. This is why y'all are being investigated while the one guy's turned a turncoat. Yeah.
You know what? Black's just turning coats and IMs. Let me just say that. And when he turns his coat, I'm going to cut his back off. That's what I'm going to do.
You got to catch me first.
It ain't going to be hard to catch you.
It ain't
like you can hide. You're like 8 feet tall. You can't even crouch down. See? You can't even crouch down. You can't hide.
I got across town. It's the shift key on the keyboard.
See, that's why you're going to get cut in your back. That's why.
Tell me I don't know how to crouch down. Shift key's right there.
I hold it. Shifting down
arrow. I go forward, W, and come back, it's S.
No, see, you didn't say it right. You have to say it southern. It's shifting down arrow.
Down arrow. What kind of game are you playing? That's a lot.
I said southern.
Jay, we love us nasty shift. Breakups as long as it's not our own.
Yeah.
What's
anyway.
This, Jackson, if you're nasty?
Oh my God. What is... You know what? I'm good.
I think it's been up. But I was going to say this, that, Pirate Bay being taken down. Anonymous, okay, so fine, whatever. Anonymous need to start doing, like, some more. Taking Pirate Bay down is really kind of stupid.
Well, no, they didn't. Somebody else did.
I know. But
and
I guess,
for the record, we say late-breaking news because we do the news in the morning early before anybody else does, and we did not grab it because it came out after we did the news. So
right,
this is late-breaking.
So there, Blaster.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I had to point
he
things
totally
out. But
raspberries at you. That's so awesome.
That's fine. Anytime she can blow anything at me, I'm okay with that. But I was going to say that real quick is that this is the whole that like you said, this is the whole problem with Anonymous. It's like anybody that says they're anonymous, and therefore I can say if this guy says he's anonymous and he did it by their own definition, then Anonymous did it. Sorry. Sorry, that's your own definition. I'm just using your definition.
Yeah, Blaster has a point. It's true.
So stop screwing stuff up, Anonymous. Leave my pirate.
And Nyer. Look, Nyer, who's gonna go? He's gonna have him a crew next week. They're gonna be called the Nyer Knots or the Nyer Knots.
Yeah, Nyer later.
The Nyer, yeah, the Nyer.
Oh, that's good. The Pirates of Nyer Bay or something.
that's good too. No, see, Corey, you're not allowed to name anything. I'm sorry.
What? Nyer Knots is nice.
Nyer Knots.
Pirates of Nyer Bay. I like that.
That was pretty good. That was good.
Nyer sandwiches. Okay.
Nyer not.
No.
They fired. Can't name anything. Fired.
You suck it.
Would if you're closer.
Okay. Oh, so they got a new. Let me see their new homepage. Let me check out Pirate Bay's new homepage. That's pretty. I was scared to go over there. I didn't want to get arrested. You know how our government is. Oh no, you could do what you want to do. Corey,
Do you guys hear about the Kickstarter tentacle rape game that's going to come out?
Tentacle rape game on Kickstarter?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
so there's
somebody give me some addresses so I can go kick people in the shin.
Yeah. So basically, Tentacle Bento is a card game that places players in the role of a horrid tentacle flailing slime monster from outer space, who disguises a student at an all-girls school in Japan, sets after the other girls, and snatches them in order to enact all manner of imaginary tentacly violation on them. So basically, there's a guy who's wanting to a Kickstarter. He's wanting basically to start this kind of this game. He wants to build this game. He wants to get money from us to be able to build the game. Well, Kickstarter canceled funding for the project, even though it had hugely exceeded its initial funding goal. And now the creator of it says it was satire, and he has now apologized for his satire being taken so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "I'm deeply sympathetic. And the arguments presented intended no harm with the product. We are being deeply sorry for any hurt perceived or experienced." So, there you go.
Wow. Well, I don't know. Seriously, tentacle rape game. I'm over here literally, like, pinching the top of my nose. Oh, my God. Ooh. And you did this on Kickstarter. You thought this would be a good idea?
No, what's worse is people actually gave him the money, so a lot of people thought it was a good idea.
I think so. But there is actually Dark One in the chat room thinks it's a good idea.
I don't play... Dark One. All right. I don't do tentacles and tentacle and rape.
Actually, tentacles are kind of hot, yeah.
Yeah, I know Snow has a thing for tentacles.
I do. I like hentai. I like tentacles. Mm-hmm.
Did she just smack her lips? And
she totally did.
I like.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That tasty right there.
You were almost like licking your fingers like that was some good chicken.
I like that tentacle. That's a nice tentacle.
Tentacle's a nice tentacle.
What I do
wow.
The puppet.
That is my personal tentacle. You going to tear it off.
Oh, you going to tear it off.
I love y'all. Oh, I have to puke now. I need to laugh. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Didn't laugh so hard about it.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, I did.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
I'm just saying, but the only thing is, I don't even know how this slipped through the moderators. Like, is that unmoderated over there on
you know, somebody, some moderator saw it and was like, ooh, tentacle porn. And like,
okay. At the risk of them getting angry at us again, okay, so we all have told y'all we have a Kickstarter project we have been working on. They have been reaming us to death over every little word we put in,
yep.
You guys, right? But you let tentacle porn slip through. And this
you should send them that. You should ask them how that got through. You should really do that.
I'll ask them. I ain't scared.
Polish my nails. Let me polish off. Oh, Jen, do you want them tomorrow?
Oh, sure. I'll email them. I'll be all like, so, hey. Yo, what the fuck, yo?
How did this make it on there, and you don't even, you were going to give us trouble?
We're trying to start an honest job here, a business that'll pay,
yep.
And you get satire tentacle rape. What the fuck? I mean, come on.
I want to start a Kickstarter to get me some rape. That's all I'm going
to
say.
To get you some rape? What? You know what? I'm going to walk away from that.
I don't mean that.
Stab him in the knee, the left one, though.
Yes, that's the one. That's my favorite. It's my favorite knee. It's my favorite.
Your left one?
Yeah. Did you hear about this real quick? Also, one last thing. I know it's getting ready to end the show, but did you hear that NVIDIA wants to start streaming your video card to you?
What?
Did you hear that?
Wait, what?
Say that again?
So basically, they showcased at the technology conference, the GPU technology conference, they showcased basically cloud computing for your graphics card. So you purchase some sort of like graphics card harness, I guess, that goes on your computer that basically sends your game data out to a cloud that basically processes the graphics for you, and then video, and then like sends that back on a video stream back to your computer, and that your graphics card just plays that video stream that's been processed elsewhere.
Okay, I'm not gonna say that it won't work. It might, and it might be just what the people need. I'm gonna say Microsoft. Yeah, I'm gonna say Microsoft is not gonna go for that.
They're already saying. Go ahead. I was gonna say that they're already saying that they still haven't quite worked out the kinks with the lag time between your keyboard and mm-hmm. what's going on the screen. But they're proving that at least the technology can be done, and it's almost as far as the graphics are concerned, it's almost real time. It's so close you wouldn't be able to tell, they're saying. But there's still some lag between your inputs and what actually happens.
Almost not able to tell.
I don't think that almost. Right. Correct.
Well, I mean, on live streams games, and I think it does a good job. So, you know, and it's not PC heavy. So if NVIDIA's figured out a way to make it work even with the card and you get the beauty without all the strain on your PC, I say go for it.
Right.
I'll buy it.
I don't want the service to go down. I don't want a cloud to go overhead.
Yeah. Ooh, stop saying it. That's mean. Stop it. That's evil.
You know that's what would happen.
That's my main concern with stuff like that. If you're streaming stuff to me, something could happen to my internet, and then what am I going to do? Even if you have my video card, if I'm playing a single-player game on my computer that doesn't need to be connected to the internet, yet you're streaming my card to me, what happens whenever... my internet goes down, or I...
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's just not cool with
me. That's true.
That's just not cool with me. I don't want to lose the ability to play even my just single-player, non-online games because my internet goes out. That's just stupid.
Maybe a backup card. Maybe it could be a backup.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't even like that idea.
Have your good card in, but you have a backup. By the way, those of you who are all looking forward to E3, the word on the street is, it's going to suck.
A lot of people are not wanting to go this year. So,
Well,
no THQ, no Valve.
No Rockstar.
Blizzard's not going.
Nintendo.
They got their own thing. Blizzard has
and
their
Nintendo
own thing.
And Nintendo is playing.
Blizzard's not done their own thing this past year or next year.
Yeah, they shut down BlizzCon for the next 2 years. Also, you got Nintendo says they're going to show you the Wii U, but they're not going to tell you how much it costs because they don't really want to be there either, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. All right, but I think that's it for tonight because we have like a minute left.
Tune in tomorrow to hear Corey and Ginger to the news, and then on Tuesday to hear our Pixanista show. We are your Pixel Fashionistas. Favorite us if you like us, and favorite us if you don't, because we like it that way. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. Say goodnight, guys.
Night.
Night.
Night. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Or do, because it's pinky.
And then send us pictures.
Oh, yeah.
No, and Ginger came and ate the fuck on. All black shades when the sun come through. Uh-oh, it's on like everything goes. Bound like baby to the freak it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't permit high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life told my homie that we hit fame. We be doing what you dare, we get insane. Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh.
Such an epic fail. Good night, guys.